That was a special arrangement for forehand piano of Aaron Copland's Variations on Simple Gifts. And we just heard two artists who will be playing at the Folly Theater tomorrow night in Kansas City, the Naughtons. Christina and Michelle Naughton, they are twin sisters. They'll be playing an interesting program tomorrow night at the Folly. There are still a few seats left. You can find out more at chambermusic.org, but I am so thrilled to welcome them to the KPR studios. Good morning, Naughton sisters.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Yes, it's great to be here.
Well, welcome to Kansas City. I'm so glad that you're here.
Oh, we are too.
So, have you been to Kansas City before?
Not for a while, so it's great to experience the hospitality, and everybody's just so willing to help around here.
And we're also here with Demetria Toppin, who is one of the co-directors of the Friends of Chamber Music. Dimitri, how did you, boy, this is a, you scored with the Naughton sisters. Good job.
Thank you so much, Cordelia. Well, it's such a pleasure to be with you again. And thank you very much to Christina and Michelle for being with us. We're very excited to present this concert. You know, when Hayan and I started at the helm of the Friends of Chamber Music Kansas City, we realized that very rarely, very seldom, the organization has presented works for piano four hands or for two pianos. It seems to be a no-brainer that in the chamber music repertoire, being together at a single keyboard has been a tradition that was championed by some of the greatest names in our, you know, in our pantheon of composers. And yet the Friends has very, very rarely presented a piano duo. And we really wanted to kind of start a tradition when possible and when it works with artist schedules to make sure that we champion this form of chamber music. And of course, Christina and Michelle Naughton are at the very, very top of this kind of devotion to this art form, you know, to be together at the keyboard. It's one, I'll let them talk about it, but as a cellist myself, I look at it in awe, and I am thrilled that we're going to witness this great concert tomorrow.
I know that there are some other sibling piano four hands, like there's the Paratori brothers and the Lebec sisters, and Christina and Michelle. What I'm interested in finding out is, well, I've read reviews that talk about how when you two play together, that you're like one person, and you each yourselves have said that it's like sometimes you feel like the same person. That is such a rare thing. How old were you girls when you discovered this?
Interestingly enough, we actually were trained completely for a while as solo pianists, and we even have our degrees from both schools, Emerson and Juilliard, in solo piano. But the duo actually really came, oddly, not because we thought of it, which you would think we would have thought of it after all these years, but we didn't. But a presenter, I think this was at the end of high school, asked us if we could play a concert, and she said, in order to play this, you'll have to share the piano and play together. And we said, I guess we'll try that. And we did. We've never looked back since.
But you must have, when you were girls, you must have done some things together.
Well, things together, but believe it or not, not
piano?
Piano together. It was something we did as a family, but it was always watching each other play solo pieces, watching each other's lessons,
okay.
That kind of thing.
Well, were you at about the same level all the time? I mean, did you have the same piano teacher?
We have always had the same teachers, and in fact, I really remember not sitting in one of each other's lessons. We would always sit in for each other and basically learn the other person's pieces as we went along. Yes, it felt like almost getting double lessons, because we would do things like maybe we'd pick a composer, like each of us would do a Beethoven sonata, and then we would study that, each of our sonatas with our teacher, but we would look at each other's lessons and talk to each other in between. So we kind of get a different perspective on everything from each other.
Now, I see that tomorrow night at the Folly, you're going to end the program with that incredible Rachmaninoff piece.
Yes.
Now, that is, there's a duo in Kansas City called 88 Squared, which two pianists, and they said that they formed their whole duo after their experience of playing that piece. So I'm so excited that you've saved that for the end. It has such an exciting build in it. What is it like to do that on stage?
It incorporates everything, you know, the physical, emotional, just part of a person's being, and also just the use of what two piano really is about. It's like having an orchestra at your fingertips.
That's a good way to put it. That's what it sounds like when you have two pianists who are really in sync, who are doing that piece. Now, are you doing that? You're doing that with two pianos, right?
We are.
Yes. Now, this doesn't really matter, but do you dress alike? Are you going to come out on stage wearing the same kind of thing?
Not completely alike, but, you know, sort of with a
Well, this really sounds like something that is worth seeing. And we have the Warner Brothers, the American Postcards we just heard from. And we'll hear from next. We'll hear your El Salon in Mexico and the Leonard Bernstein arrangement for one piano, four hands.
Yeah. Two pianos.
Oh, it's for two. One. Okay. But I think you must go to the Folly tomorrow night to see these women perform. Dimitri, has it sold out yet?
We're getting close. And so we're very happy that this kind of art form seems to be very popular, at least in among our audience. We also like to share with your audience a special discount just for the KPR listeners, and that is a KPR Piano 25. If you plug in that code, you get 25% off this concert. I personally, I'm so thrilled to know that this incredible music will be performed tomorrow. You mentioned Cordelia de Rachmaninoff. As somebody who grew up, my mother was a pianist, and so I grew up very much in a Russian family, and the name of Rachmaninoff was ever present. So that work is absolutely glorious, as well as the work with which they will open their concert, which is the Andante and Allegro Brillante by Felix Mendelssohn, one of the most effervescent, spectacular works for piano four hands, and kind of that goes to the core of the experience of being together at the keyboard, when Felix Mendelssohn himself would often perform it, perhaps with his closest friends like Clara Schumann and Robert Schumann. Those stories, the imagination of being transported in time and place in this repertoire is really, really thrilling.
And then the Debussy, I don't know much about those for piano duo. Did Debussy write them that way?
Yes, this is one of those interesting ones where it was written for piano duo first, and then people liked it so much that he made it for solo piano after. It's usually the other way around.
Now, can you tell us about the pieces by Tanya Leon, Jennifer Higdon, and Elaine Tofswillich?
Yes, these are three works by three living American women, and they're all extremely individual. Like, they each have their own personality, but they're all three works that we love performing. So, yes, and we happen to know Skrillex as well as Higdon, and have emailed them several times about the piece, played it for them, things like that. So that's always a nice perspective to have that we don't always have with everything else we play.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll have a piece by Isaac Albanus. Tell us about the Triana.
Yes, it has Spanish influence, but also is very impressionistic. It's one of his most popular pieces. You'll hear it for all kinds of arrangements. And the dual piano one is actually transcribed by Spanish composer Granados.
Oh, nice. All right, well, this sounds like a great program. It sounds like you've got everything in it. So, and the Folly is such a beautiful place to go. And the parking's easy. It's easy to do. Dimitri, the talk. The concert's at 7. Now, what happens if they get there at 6:15 for the talk? Do they just go into the hall?
Yes. At 6:15, we will have a pre-concert talk led by the other half at the helm, of the Friends of Chamber Music, and that's Heian Park. We'll be doing a presentation for all our patrons about the program, and as a pianist herself, she definitely will have a certain insight into not just the repertoire, but also the performance. And at 7 o'clock, the performance will start. And that's a new time for us at Friends. We are trying out a little bit earlier. This seems to be a national trend. Everybody starts earlier and closes up earlier. And so we want to make sure that those who want to catch a bite after the performance still can do so. But most importantly, we want to make sure that all the audience feels comfortable coming to this concert and don't miss a single note. So be there at 7 o'clock.
Well, Christina and Michelle, I'm so glad you had time in your busy schedule to talk to us about the concert tomorrow night. Welcome to Kansas City, and I hope you both have a wonderful time.
Thank you. We will.
And Dimitri, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Code for you, the KPR listener, when you're buying the tickets, just put in KPR Piano 25 to get a 25% discount on the tickets. And the website's easy to remember. It's chambermusic.org. And as we go out, we'll listen to the Nottons playing the Bernstein arrangement of El Salon Mexico by Aaron Copland. Thank you so much, ladies, and welcome to Kansas City.
Thank you, Cordelia. Thank you, Dimitri. Thank you.
Well, that's a fun arrangement of El Salon Mexico, Aaron Copland's music that Leonard Bernstein did, that two piano arrangement. And that is from the American Postcards album that the Naughton sisters made, Christina and Michelle. So honored to be able to talk to them. I'm still have goosebumps from having them on KPR, and they're giving their concert tomorrow night at the Folly. And again, to save 25% on your ticket, just put in KPR, what was it? KPR 25. Next, we'll have some great music by Antonin Dvorak and a toccata played by the Empire Brass. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lead Center, presenting the Broadway musical Dear Evan Hansen, Tuesday, 7:30 p.m., about a high school student who always feels like he's on the outside looking in. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. I'll double check on that code. There's something in between KPR and 25, and I'll get back with you after the bagatelles. But let's listen now to these great pieces by Dvorak on KPR. Played by the group Domus, and using a harmonium, as Dvorak intended. These were maybe pieces that people could play at home. They're called The Bagatelles by Dvorak, his Opus 47. Next, a toccata played by the Empire Brass on KPR, and in just a little bit, right after the 10 o'clock news, it's about, 7.5 minutes before 10 right now, we'll hear Johannes Brahms' Second Intermezzo, twice, in one performance by the Kansas City Symphony in their latest release. Also, listen for the William Baker Festival Singers and a good Mozart string quartet. Good morning. We're live. We're local. We're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City Jazz, 365 days a year till 3 in the morning. Information at greenladylounge.com. And code to get 25% off your tickets for tomorrow night's Friends of Chamber Music concert with the Naughton sisters, the twin sisters who play four hands, one piano, or two pianos together. When you go to chambermusic.org to buy your tickets, the code to put in as a KPR listener to give you 25% off is KPR Piano 25. Here's the Empire Brass now for a toccata on KPR. The Froberger Toccata by Johann Jakob Froberger, toccata played by the Empire Brass here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's a minute before 10 o'clock. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. 66 degrees in Lawrence right now on the way up to 82. Tonight's low 58, and tomorrow should be nice, mostly sunny, with a high of 83 degrees. This is KPR.
Springfield.
They're putting money in a lot of people's pockets.
How the small town is responding on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Find out more about that at 3 o'clock when All Things Considered starts here on Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg, Junction City, Abilene, and KANQ, Chanute. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Kansas Book Festival tomorrow at Washburn University in Topeka, featuring author panels, live music, food trucks, exhibitor tents, and kids' activities open to the public. Details at kansasbookfestival.com. And Kansas City PBS presenting On the Ballot, a Kansas City Week in Review special with analysis of Missouri's upcoming ballot measures, airing on Channel 19.1 Friday evening, October 18th at 7:30 p.m., It's KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman.
In 1970, she won a Best Actress Oscar as a deluded teacher in The Prime of Miss Jean Brody and worked so constantly for the next half century that the Dowager Countess's most famous question,
What is a weekend?
Might almost have been her own. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Lisa, a mattress brand who believes good sleep should come naturally. Lisa donates mattresses to nonprofits across the U.S. to improve their communities. Learn more at leesa.com. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. That's a KPR recording made of Peter Miyamoto, pianist, who came to play for us March 31st, 2023. Johannes Brahms, Intermezzo No. 2 in A major, Opus 118. Hold those notes in your mind. We'll hear the same piece again in an orchestration. Peter Miyamoto was performing that weekend with the Topeka Symphony Orchestra. And some musicians from Thailand are coming with Kyle Wiley Pickett this morning. In an hour, we'll be listening to a can and a pin. Some music from Thailand. The can is a type of flute with rattles on it. It's hard to describe, but it has a unique sound. And the pin is a plucked instrument. It's like a harp guitar, but it's played like a mandolin. We'll hear that too, so keep it here on KPR so you can hear these instruments and find out more about tomorrow night's Topeka Symphony concert. You can get the scoop at topekasymphony.org. Well, let's listen now to Bright Chang's orchestration of Brahms' piece that we just heard, the second intermezzo. It's called Black Swan here, and it's played. This is from the latest release by Michael Stern's Kansas City Symphony. The Kansas City Symphony, led by Michael Stern, from their latest recording on the Reference label. That was a 2010 orchestration of the Brahms Second Intermezzo, Opus 118. For orchestra, in this version, it's called Black Swan. Black Swan after Brahms. It's just Bright Chang does Brahms. And while we were listening to that, Kyle Wiley Pickett came into the KPR Classical Cathedral and asked about it and wanted to know what it was. And he said that's one of his favorite pieces. Next on KPR, we'll hear another local group, Kansas City's own William Baker Festival Singers. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from First Presbyterian Church in Lawrence, with services online, on YouTube, and in person every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. for community building, worship, and music. Information at firstpreslawrence.org. Tonight at the BBC Proms, Patricia Kopaczynskaya is set to perform Schoenberg's Violin Concerto with the BBC Symphony Orchestra. You'll also hear Vaughan Williams' Greensleeve's Fantasia and Shostakovich's Fifth Symphony. That's on tonight's concert by the BBC Proms, starting at 7 on KPR1. Using an ancient text from 1664, my song is love unknown, love to the loveless shown, that they might lovely be. Set to music by 20th century English composer John Ireland, my song is love unknown, sung by Bill Baker's William Baker Festival Singers of Kansas City. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Next hour, we have musicians from Thailand who just got here last night who will be performing tomorrow night in Topeka as part of the Topeka Symphony Concert. We'll hear their native instruments, tell you more about their concert. And next, we have a Mozart string quartet here on KPR. This is the Alban Berg Quartet now, playing Mozart's 18th Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. The Alban Berg Quartet, not playing Alban Berg, but playing Mozart. That was Mozart's Kirchel 464, otherwise known in English as the Mozart String Quartet number 18 in A major this morning on Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU, HD1 Lawrence. KANH, KANH, HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV, HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. And support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shoreman for his series Beyond the Ballot. Wednesday, October 9th, 4 p.m., more at doleinstitute.org. We'll hear musicians who just got in from Thailand last night. They'll play in Topeka tomorrow night. They're next after the news on KPR.
Live, Jones Industrial Average is up 323 points, or roughly 0.75%. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab, with Schwab investing themes like artificial intelligence, renewable energy, or pet passion. Over 40 themes to invest in. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
A Concerto Grosso, number 9, from Opus 6 by Arcangelo Corelli, played by E. Muzici, here on Kansas Public Radio. Rachmaninoff's Heart and Soul in the Noon Hour, hear the Fourth Piano Concerto, and a clarinet rendition of A Playful Dance by Antonio Bazzini. Classical music from noon to three on KPR. It's 12 noon now. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Midwest Trust Center presenting Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, live in concert Sunday, 7 p.m. A film with live orchestra, scratch DJ, and electronic musicians. Details at jccc.edu/mtc and Riverette Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school, fundraisers, and other events. Details available at their location in North Lawrence or at riverratks.com. The news is next.
Began early this morning, will continue throughout the day.